Welcome to the latest Stockhouse Investor Podcast, where you get up-to-date information on the sectors, the companies, and the trends which are competing for your investment dollars. Today, we will be speaking with the CEO of Greenfields Petroleum, John Harkins, to discuss two important developments. Momentum continues to build for Greenfields Petroleum Corporation. In 2010, the company became a minority partner in the redevelopment of the huge Gum Denis oil field and Bahar gas field located in the shallow waters of the Caspian Sea in Azerbaijan. By 2016, the opportunity arose for GNF to take control of these projects as the majority operator. These are major producing fields. Gum Denis has produced over 212 million barrels of oil in the 6 decades the field has been in production. Bahar has yielded 4.3 trillion cubic feet of natural gas since 1969. Even more recently, management's attention turned toward solidifying Greenfield's balance sheet. On October 31, 2017, the company announced a significant agreement to restructure its senior secured debt. One of the primary aspects of this restructuring is to extend the maturity date of the secured debt from March 31, 2018 to January 15, 2020. In addition, all outstanding common share purchase warrants held by the senior lenders were terminated. In doing this, this makes more capital available to the company to expedite the redevelopment of these world-class fields. This week, Greenfields announced an MOU with its minority partner SOCAR to engage in new development drilling of some especially prospective natural gas targets. Stockhouse recently had the chance to sit down with Greenfield CEO John Harkins so he could explain the new restructuring and expand upon the new opportunity with respect to the upcoming drilling. I'm Jeff Nielsen on behalf of Stockhouse Editorial, and I have the pleasure of speaking with John Harkins. We're here today to get an update on Greenfield Petroleum's finances and operations. Thanks for joining me today, John.
Thanks, Jeff. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here today to talk to you and the Stockhouse listeners.
And I mean, this is really exciting stuff with these two major fields, so let's get right into the questions here. Please introduce Greenfields Petroleum for newer investors.
Well, Greenfields Petroleum, as you mentioned, was started in 2010 when we got our interest in the production sharing agreement in Azerbaijan. And we've been doing the preliminary technical work to get ready to grow these assets. In fact, today we have oil and gas production totaling 4,000 barrel oil equivalents. And we see great potential as we bring some modern technology to the project, including some 3D seismic that we shot in the last 2 years. So with that, we see great growth in production as we go forward in the coming years.
Great growth. So that might be a bit of a disconnect for some investors. Even though Gum Denis and Bahar have been in production for several decades, there are still lots of development potential here. Can you elaborate on this, please?
Well, the interesting opportunity is these fields were being developed by the Soviets in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And in fact, the Soviets left in 1992 with the fall of the former Soviet Union. This meant that water floods that were being undertaken at the time were no longer being injected in for secondary recovery. So what we've seen, particularly in the Gum Denis oil field, which as you talked about is a very large oil field, we see the opportunity to reinitiate the water floods in four of the zones there that hold tremendous potential going forward. In addition, we also in the gas field have identified areas of the field that have not been depleted. So we can go in and recomplete existing wells and bring on this gas in a short period of time. The last thing is there's also deeper potential which has been identified as a result of shooting this 2D seismic and 3D seismic. These deeper opportunities, some have never been tested before in our production sharing agreement and create a significant upside potential.
So the bottom line then is that even though lots of oil and gas have already been taken out of these fields, lots remains. So let's turn to the financial side of your operations. What prompted management to restructure the company's senior secured debt?
Well, in 2016, in September, when we purchased the remaining two-thirds interest in our interest in the Bahar PSA from our local partners, We restructured the debt at the time, and it extended out into a maturity of 2018. That's coming up in the next 6 months, so we decided to go out and work with our existing debt holders to extend the debt and also make it more attractive to us should we be able to reduce the outstanding principal and interest. The other thing that was a major component was when we put this debt in place, we had a significant number of warrants available to the debt holders. In fact, those warrants of 85 million share warrants were equal to about half of the outstanding shares of the company. So by extinguishing and terminating these warrants, we've made our balance sheet much cleaner for our investors.
Well, let's burrow down a little further into the numbers. Could you dumb down the terms for the benefit of our audience?
Well, very simply, we had a loan that was maturing in next March. What we've been able to do is extend it into 2020. So that's a positive step for us. Also, we've provided that should we be able to reduce the outstanding principal and interest of $47 million to less than $30 million, that we get a reduction in our interest. Therefore, the cost to the company goes down significantly should we reduce the principal. The last thing is, by taking away these warrants, there's not a significant dilution available to the debt holders, and it's much straighter investment opportunity for our shareholders.
So a significant overhang has been removed. That's got to be good news for shareholders indeed. Now, for the benefit of newer investors, who is your minority partner, SOCAR?
Well, SOCAR is the state oil company in Azerbaijan. They operate and are partners in all of the production sharing agreements that exist onshore and offshore. As a result of that, they are party to all of the different developments throughout the country. They have a 20% interest in our project, and they also provide us additional services, marine vessels, and in some places, some of our logging equipment is also provided. So they're a very qualified partner, but also very knowledgeable about how to get things done in Azerbaijan.
So clearly a mutually beneficial joint venture here. Now, the easing of these repayment terms has freed up more capital for project development, and you're wasting no time in taking advantage of this. Could you please highlight the terms of the new MOU with SOCAR?
So yes, with the freed up capital, we see the opportunity to develop some of the deeper gas potential that exists in the Bahar gas field. The NKP is one of the lower zones that's being developed in the field, and these zones were produced in the 70s and early 80s, and then many of them were abandoned at significant production rates exceeding 10 million cubic feet a day. We plan to work together with SOCAR Drilling Trust, who's a subsidiary of SOCAR, to actually drill these from existing platforms. These platforms were refurbished and are waiting to have a drilling rig put on them. So we're very pleased to be working with SOCAR because they've drilled similar deep wells in the offshore Azerbaijan area for other operators and for themselves. So they're bringing us that expertise, and hopefully that'll result in new well drilling in 2018.
Well, I'm sure your shareholders can't wait to see the next drilling results. But let me give you a chance to sort of connect the dots here. Could you briefly discuss both the near-term and medium-term opportunities here for investors?
Well, the near-term opportunities are the water floods in the oil fields. These, as I mentioned, were previously under development, and when the Soviets left, they stopped injecting water. So, in fact, in December of 2017, we're going to start re-injecting on a test facility back into the oil fields. So we expect that we'll see water flood response in 2018. So this is a very positive step for us. In addition, we are moving forward with a program of over 50 gas recompletions in the gas field that we hope takes current gas production from 19 million cubic feet a day to over 40 or 50 million cubic feet a day within the next 4 to 5 years. In addition to those things, the deeper gas drilling that we hope to do in a joint venture with SOCAR is something that we hope to see happen in 2018. And then finally, we are looking for partners to help us with deeper gas Miocene drilling below the oil field that we hope is something that happens in the next 1 to 2 years. So in summary, we see the opportunity to grow our production from our current 4,000 BOEs a day to over 10,000 BOEs a day of production within the next 2 to 3 years. So a great opportunity for ourselves and our investors to see this growth happen in these two very large fields.
So a very big growth potential, and I'm sure that's going to be very interesting to our listeners. Let me provide my own summary here. Halfway around the world, Greenfield Petroleum is engaging in the redevelopment of two world-class oil and gas fields. While Azerbaijan may be an unfamiliar jurisdiction for most investors, the bottom line is that this is a major energy opportunity in a stable working relationship that has already been in effect for 7 years. This is Jeff Nielsen, and I have been speaking with John Harkins, CEO of Greenfield Petroleum. Thanks for spending time with me today, John.
Thanks very much, Jeff, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and your listeners at Stockhouse.
And for our listeners, thank you for joining us. As always, investors are reminded to do their own due diligence before making any investment decision.